Good afternoon, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and it's the Spring Fun Drive. Twice a year, I am here with you and asking you to give to me 50 weeks out of the year. I'm here on Sundays to talk about the music and play what a lot of you want to hear. And for those of you who have not listened to the program, I've been here since 1982, enjoying the cooperation of KPLU in broadcasting and positiveness and all that sort of thing. We are, and you are, KPLU. And that means that this is public radio, and your response to us monetarily is, of course, very important. Whatever you can give, please understand we appreciate that. The volunteers here are ready to receive your pledges, 1-800-677-5758. And you can pledge online. I know many of you have. And that, of course, is simply 1-800-www.kplu.org. We'll get you that. We have matching. It's changed a little bit since last time, and that is if you give $120 or more, it's a dollar for dollar. Otherwise, it's not, and that's a nice thing. There are many people who have given money to this program and this station and are going to give more to those people who give $120 or more. Otherwise, it's whatever you feel like giving, and understanding how much that is, just thinking about it. $120 pledge is simply $10 per month. And how many gallons of gas is that? I want to get started. I worked out a program and then realized it was the...
You hug me and kiss me and then I say to you, kiss me again. We'll stroll down Lover's Lane as lovers do. Give me all your attention. Cast a spell over me. Let there be no dissension, for it's time that we agree. Let's try to perfect this romance. Be happy that we have the chance. Sweetheart, it's time we start rehearsal in love.
Well, that set went on for a while and gave the volunteers a chance to answer your phone call, 1-800-677-5758, 1-800-NPR-KPLU, all of that. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and all that jazz. A community service of Pacific Lutheran University. Well, let's see. Count Basie, 1939 for OK, one that he wrote called Miss Thing, two sides of a 10-inch 78 record. Soloists Lester Young, Harry Sweets Edison, Buddy Tate, Dickie Wells, Earl Warren, and the wonderful drumming of Joe Jones. Then Erskine Hawkins' great band for Bluebird, 1939, Dolores Brown singing Rehearsal in Love, and a wonderful tenor saxophone solo by Julian Dash, and then the band without the vocal, Satan Does the Rumba, written by the trumpeter Sam Lowe, who composed a lot of compositions and arrangements for that band. An equally great drummer, Jimmy Morrison, right there with Erskine Hawkins. Count Basie and Erskine Hawkins. All right, here is Billy Eckstein.
My heart is sad and lonely, for you I sigh, for you dear only. Why haven't you seen it? Spend my days in longing and wondering why it's me you're wronging. I tell you I'm all for you, body and soul. Can't believe it, it's so hard to conceive it, that you turn away romance. Are you pretending it looks like the ending, unless I could have one more chance to prove, dear, my life a wreck you're making. You know I'm yours for just the taking. I'll gladly thank you.
just like a lord. That won't help me when I'm down. I don't want no man that won't help me when I'm down. I don't need no man that keeps dogging me around.
Okay, two of them for you. Billy Eckstine, 1950, and a Buddy Baker arrangement of Body and Soul, written way back in 1930 by Johnny Green, the lyric by Eddie Heyman, Robert Sauer, and Frank Eaton. Billy Eckstine for MGM Records, and Andy Kirk's orchestra, 1946, and a vocal by B. Booz. For Decca Records, Dog and Man Blues, written by Oscar Moore and Louis Jordan. The trumpet solo was Fats Navarro. The tenor saxophone solo was Eddie Lockjaw Davis. The guitar solo was Floyd Smith. And the vocal was B. Booz. And the band was Andy Kirk. Tenor saxophonist Bud Johnson. He also plays soprano and does compositions, wonderful compositions and arrangements. And his band now for you, 1960. We will hear two compositions by him, Nigeria and Sleepy Eye.
Thank you. all you fine cats and queens that are stashed away to these fine tables, the diggitest jive I'm gonna lay on this stick. I'm gonna spiel to you about a brand new dance that's gonna slide to your conk and kill you. Really knock you out. Do you hear me slide my jib to you? Well, get ready to do this dance, cause it's gonna kill you now. First you go on your toes, then you throw out your hands. That's the way that it goes, the boogie woogie dance. Then you fall off the log, yeah. Then you go into a turn. It's so easy to learn the boogie woogie dance. And then you drag your feet to old field speed. Then you hold around like this. Then you hesitate, you rock from 1 to 8. Oh, I know you can't miss. Then you walk and you stop. Hold it, hold it, hold it right there. And a shuffle or two. That's the way that you do the boogie woogie dance.
Cigarettes, holding hands and yawning. Look out, ladies, girls, two sleepy people by dawn's early light. Too much in love to say goodnight. Say, here we are in this cozy chair, picking on a wishbone from the frigid air. Two sleepy people with nothing to say. Much too much in love to break away. And do you remember the nights we used to linger in the hall? Father didn't like you at all, but I was crazy about you, remember? Do you remember the reason why we married in the fall? To rent this little nest and get a bit of rest. Well, here we are, just about the same. Foggy little fellow, dizzy little dame.
to sleepy people by dawn's early light. Much too much in love to say goodnight. Goodnight.
Well, let's see. We started with Bud Johnson's orchestra, two of them, 1960 for Stereocraft Records. Both compositions by Johnson, Nigeria and Sleepy Eyes. He played tenor and soprano and composed and arranged. Cab Calloway, 1938 for Vocalion Records, singing for the Boogie Woogie. And Fats Waller and His Rhythm, piano and vocal, and Friends there for Bluebird, 1938. Two Sleepy People, written by Hoagy Carmichael, lyric by Frank Lesser. Dennis in Shoreline says, for my program, he rearranges his activities so he can listen to the entire show. Well, that's beautiful, Dennis. And he also is mentioning the pledges in memory of KPLU jazz host and friend Phil Harper and my friend, too, who was my co-conspirator here for a long time during the pledge drives. And I think about him quite a bit, and I appreciate that.
Thank you.
I'm gonna change my way of living, and if that ain't enough, I'll even change the way I strut my stuff. Nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes made today. There'll be some changes made.
Gonna get some teaching. Then he'll
discover a nightingale can sing the blues. A nightingale can sing the blues.
Lou Waters and his Yerba Buena Jazz Band in San Francisco, 1946 for West Coast Records, started that set. Annie Street Rock, written by Waters, and Down Home Rag by Wilbur Sweatman. Lou Waters. And then Peggy Lee in L.A., 1947, with Frank Duvall arrangement and his orchestra of There'll Be Some Changes Made. Dave Barber, her husband, playing the guitar. And then with Barber's band, 1946, Miss Lee sang for you A Nightingale Can Sing the Blues by Larry Marks and Dick Charles. Here's Johnny Richards Orchestra, 1958.
No moon at all, what a night. Even lightning bugs have dimmed their light. Stars have disappeared from sight and there's no moon at all. Don't make a sound, it's so dark. Even Fido is afraid to bark. What a perfect chance to park and there's no moon at all. Should we want atmosphere for inspiration, dear? Tonight is right and bright moonlight might interfere. No moon at all up above. This is nothing like they told us of. Just to think we fell in love and there's no moon at all. Like they told us of. Just to think we fell in love and there's no moon at all. And there is no moon at all. Can leave love or take it. Love to them is just what they make it. I wish that I were the same, but love is my favorite game. I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast. I fall in love too terribly hard for love to ever last. My heart should be well schooled, 'cause I've been and still I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast. Fall in love too terribly hard for love to ever last. My heart should be well schooled, 'cause I've been fooled in the past and still I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too.
That's a number you don't hear anybody sing anymore. Well, a lot of them like that. Johnny Richards Orchestra, his compositions and arrangements for that orchestra. Wonderful arranger and composer. 1958 for Capitol Records. And a composition by Dave Mann and Red Evans called No Moon at All. Burt Collins did the trumpet solo and Jimmy Cleveland the trombone solo and Bob Pancoast on the piano. Then Anita O'Day, 1955, excuse me, and an arrangement by Buddy Bregman of No Moon at All, and Barney Kessel's guitar and Milt Bernhardt on his trombone, and then Miss O'Day gave us the beautiful Julie Stein, Sammy Kahn composition, I Fall in Love Too Easily. Johnny Richards and Anita O'Day right here on KPLU 88.5. George Lewis playing his clarinet and the Old Rugged Cross, a traditional tune on Riverside Records, 1953 in New Orleans. Alton Purnell piano, Lawrence Marrero banjo, Al Seed slow drag, Pavago on the bass. And they'd like you to call because we have listeners who have given $4,000, and if you give $4,000, they'll give another $4,000. That's 12 grand. Now, that's a lot of money, and it helps out around here to keep public radio going. And you don't want this station to go away. You don't want this program to go away. If you listen, give a call, 1-800-677-5758. Herbie Green and his band, 1954. Thank you. Herbie Green, his trombone and his orchestra. 1954 for Vanguard and Lullaby of Birdland. Ruby Braff played the cornet. Med Flory, alto saxophone. Frank West on tenor and flute. Sir Charles Thompson at the piano. Freddie Green from Basie's band on guitar. Aaron Bell, who did a lot of work with Ellington on bass. And Bobby Donaldson on the drums. Herbie Green. Lorenzo Almeida, Were You Guitar Friends, 1958. 1954 for Pacific Jazz, and a beautiful thing by pianist Frank Signorelli. Stairway to the Stars, Bud Shank on alto, Harry Babison on bass, and Roy Hart on drums. Give us a call, 1-800-677-5758. Brenda Almeida for you, 1954, Pacific Jazz Records, Bud Shank on alto, Almeida on guitar, Harry Babison bass, and Roy Hart on drums. Stairway to the Stars, an old one written by Frank Signorelli. Cannonball Adderley now, 1958. We'll be right back. Cannonball Adderley, first name Julian, 1958 for Riverside, and a composition called Minority, written by equally wonderful Gigi Grice. Blue Mitchell on trumpet, Bill Evans piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. Spectacular art. Cannonball Adderley, 1958, right here on 88.5 KPLU. Important. Cannonball Adderley, 1958. He came in from Florida, Cannonball did. He was teaching music down there and decided to go to New York and see how he could do. Some friends said, you're crazy. Those guys up there are really wonderful. And he went there and he played and he just knocked them out. And, of course, he did with Miles Davis and with his own band. Here he is to play Straight Life. He wrote it. Adderley did. It's the same band we just heard. Thank you.
Love is funny, or it's sad, or it's quiet, or it's mad. It's a good thing, or it's bad, but beautiful, beautiful to take a chance. And if you fall, you fall. And I'm thinking I wouldn't mind at all. Love is tearful, or it's gay. It's a problem, or it's play. It's a heartache either way. But beautiful, and I'm thinking if you were mine, I'd never let you go. And that would be but beautiful, I know. Beautiful, and I'm thinking if you were mine, I'd never let you go, and that would be but beautiful, I know. Days of wine and roses, laugh and run away like a child at play through the meadowland toward a closing door, a door marked nevermore. That wasn't there before. The lonely night discloses just a passing breeze filled with memories of the golden smile that introduced me to the days of wine and roses and you.
Cannonball Adderley played for you on his alto saxophone, and his composition Straight Life, with Blue Mitchell on trumpet, Bill Evans piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on the drums, and then Tony Bennett and Bill Evans in Berkeley, California, 1975 for Fantasy Records. And But Beautiful, written by Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke in 1947. And The Days of Wine and Roses by Henry Mancini and the brilliant Johnny Mercer. Tony Bennett and Bill Evans. And Cannonball Adderley. Excuse me, right here on KPLU 88.5. We're here alive for you. 24 hours a day, all year long. She says she and I have been cooking Sunday dinner for more years than I would like to remember. That's great. And she says, and I love this, that her kids listen to jazz because of this program. And that's wonderful. A lot of young people listen to this program. I don't know all the demographics of it, but there are a lot of younger people who are getting tuned on to what art is all about, and that is that it's a personal expression. It's not a marketplace. And they're discovering joy in being themselves and being able to do what they do, whether it's dancing or playing an instrument or singing, whatever it is. And there's no judgment here. There is by a lot of people, unfortunately, in jazz, but there shouldn't be. Because it's here for a reason, and KPLU is here for a reason. And the reason we're here is you, right out there.
Georgia. Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
I said, Georgia, Georgia. A song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out to me. Other eyes smile tenderly. Still in the peaceful dreams I see, the road leads back to you. I say, Georgia, oh Georgia, no peace I. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
Other arms reach out to me. Other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see the road leads back to you. Oh, Georgia, Georgia. No peace, no peace I find. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
I said, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Ray Charles, who used to wander the streets of Seattle, and a couple of friends have told me about that years ago when he was here. He had a trio, and he was recorded here, by the way, Joe. I don't know if you know that, but he sounded just like Nat Cole starting out and developed his own style. Tom Waits, the same way. When I first heard Tom Waits, I thought, wow! So I went out to get his early records, right? And it wasn't the same at all. Oh,
without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to appeared before me the only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue
by Rodgers and Hart. That's Richard Rodgers and Loren Hart. And I think it's the only composition they did. It was not for a musical or a movie or something like that. That's, you know, just write a tune. Ella Fitzgerald, 1956. Buddy Bregman arrangement for Verve Records, Blue Moon. A wonderful lyric by Larry Hart. I want to do another version of that. While we hear another version of Blue Moon. Thank you. As promised, another version of Blue Moon, and that, of course, was the Dave Brubeck Quartet early on in San Francisco at the wonderful Black Hawk there in 1953, as recorded by Fantasy. Paul Desmond Alto, Brubeck Piano, Ron Crotty on bass, and Lloyd Davis on the drums. Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross, 1957, while they're singing to you from their heart, You Call Us From Yours. That was Dave Lambert, John Hendricks, and Annie Ross, 1957 for Impulse, and one of my favorite Neil Hefti Count Basie arrangements and compositions, Two for the Blues. And I'll be here next Sunday. Stay tuned for All Blues coming right up. Thank you.